Hello, brothers and sisters. I'm Sister Ann Shields, and welcome again to Food for the Journey. I want to share with you the opening prayer for today. It strikes me very deeply about our call to follow the Lord, our call to be willing to put Him in first place and what He asks of us in first place, everything else after that. And I know how many times I choose what I want. Sometimes I even forget to ask Him, what is your will here? What do you want? Brothers and sisters, all of us, me included, all of us, need to ask the Lord again and again, help me. Help me to want your will over my own, because it leads to eternal happiness. If we could see it all spelled out in our lives, we would make the right choices. But right now, we don't see. God sees. And God gives us a free will that we can choose whatever we want. Let's ask God, make my choice today. Whatever those choices are, make my choice conform to your will. I want your will. I want your way because I know that will bring me happiness in a deeper way than I can see. Not the world's definition, but God's definition, the definition of happiness for which we were created. So let's make sure as we go through these readings today and many others to follow, am I doing God's will? We have to focus on, because almost everything you can say, I need to do that, I need to do that, and then you get overwhelmed. You know, take one thing at a time, one area at a time. Let's take a look now at the opening prayer. O God, who manifest your almighty power above all by pardoning and showing mercy, bestow, we pray, your grace abundantly upon us, and make those hastening to attain your promises. In other words, the Lord often says to us, if you do this, then I will do this. If we are going toward a more hastening to do what God asks, we become heirs to the treasures of heaven. Heirs to the treasures of heaven. Far beyond anything you or I could imagine. That's what God has in store for us. So make the right choices now. Think. If you don't quite know what to do, ask someone. Ask someone wiser or older than you. Say, what would you do in my situation? What's the right choice to make? Let's take a look now at the first reading from the book of Job, chapter 9. Job answered his friends and said, I know well that it is so, but how can a man be justified before God? Should one wish to contend with him? He could not answer him once in 1,000 times. God is wise in heart and mighty in strength. Who has withstood him and remained unscathed? He removes the mountains before they know it. He overturns them in his anger. He shakes the earth out of its place. The pillars beneath it tremble. He commands the sun, and it rises not. He seals up the stars. He alone stretches out the heavens and treads upon the crests of the sea. He made the Bear and Orion, the Pleiades, and the constellations of the south. He does great things past finding out, marvelous things beyond reckoning. Should he come near me, I see him not. Should he pass by, I am not aware of him. Should he seize me forcibly, who could say nay? Who can say to him, what are you doing? How much less shall I give him any answer or choose out arguments against him? Even though I were right, I could not answer him, but should rather beg for what was due me. If I appealed to him and he answered my call, I could not believe that he would hearken to my words. So here's Job. He's stupefied at the reality of God's majesty and power and authority. And how can I, this little creature, have a part in this? Because so many times I want to reject what God asks of me. I don't want to do what God asks of me. He can't believe, he says, he can't believe that God would actually listen to his words. But God does. God does hear us. He hears every cry, every prayer, every plea. He hears us. Every angry reaction, he hears us. Every disappointment, every fear. He knows you better than you know yourself. Don't hesitate to come to him. And when he asks you to follow him. It's what leads to life and happiness, genuine happiness. Psalm 88, let my prayer come before you, Lord. Daily I call upon you, O Lord. To you I stretch out my hands. Will you work wonders for the dead? Will the shades arise to give you thanks? Do they declare your mercy in the grave, your faithfulness among those who have perished? Are your wonders made known in the darkness, or your justice in the land of oblivion? But I, O Lord, cry out to you. With my morning prayer I wait upon you. Why, O Lord, do you reject me? Why hide from me your face? Reject in the sense that he cries out to God, but he hears no answer. God's not rejecting him. God's allowing his grace to work in our hearts so that our minds are transformed. And oftentimes when there's no answer to our prayer, just keep praying. Don't give up. That's what so often happens. Oh, God never hears me. Persevere. Because what God is doing is using that prayer of petition to draw us closer to himself so that he can reveal wisdom to us. This is not just a slot machine where you put in your money and out comes the answer, so to speak. You're dealing with the most important relationship in the world you could ever have. Trust him. Bring everything to him, but trust him. Gospel of Luke, chapter 9, verses 57 to 62. As Jesus and his disciples were proceeding on their journey, someone said to him, I will follow you wherever you go. And Jesus answered him, foxes have dens, the birds of the sky have nests, but the Son of Man has nowhere to rest his head. In other words, I can't give you anything. And to another he said, follow me. But he replied, this is the second one, Lord, let me go first and bury my father. But he answered him, let the dead bury their dead, but you go and proclaim the kingdom of God. And another said, I will follow you, Lord, but first let me say farewell to my family at home. And Jesus answered him, no one who sets a hand to the plow and looks to what was left behind is fit for the kingdom of God. Now, we're called to do good to others, and we're certainly called to bury the dead and bury our relatives. But what Jesus is trying to get across to us is that he knows what he asks of us. He knows what's required of us as good human beings in terms of work, in terms of service, in terms of care. But what's happened so often is we use it as an excuse not to do God's will. Lord, I can't even begin to think about that. I have this and this and this to take care of. God knows exactly what we have to do. He already knows it better than we do. So come to him and say, Lord, if you want this of me, how do I handle this? I will do what you want, but help me. Help me to understand. Give me the means that I can respond to your call. Pope Benedict Emeritus wrote, as I've mentioned to you many times before, he did many radio programs, had quite a program back in the 80s in Germany. But he also wrote a great deal, and he was making comment on let the dead bury their dead, which is part of the gospel today. In other words, God is saying is, I am more important than the most important thing in your life here on earth. I'm more important than that. And I can bring all of that together, but I want you to want my will above all. No excuses. And he will pour out the grace for us to receive that. Pope Emeritus Benedict says, the second man the Lord encounters raises objections that are undoubtedly reasonable. He would like to wait until his father dies and conduct his own affairs for as long as is necessary for everything to be concluded in peace, brought to an end, and handed over in good order to someone else. After this, he wants to come to Jesus. That's logical. But who knows when that will be? Will he still then be able to rise up and follow Jesus? What is made clear to us here is that assent to Jesus' summons has priority and demands totality. That means it takes precedence, and demands the totality of our being. One cannot simply offer a piece of oneself, a portion of one's time, or one's will. In that case, one has not answered this summons that is so great that it really demands and fills a whole life, but only fills it if it is offered totally. This also means that there is a moment of Jesus Christ which one cannot put off and calculate and say, yes, I want to, all right, but at the moment it's still too risky for me. At the moment I still want to do this and I want to do that. And Pope Benedict says one can miss the moment of one's life and with prudence gamble away the real worth of one's life, never again to be able to recover it. There is the time of being called in which the decision is present, and it is more important than what we have thought out for ourselves and what is in itself quite reasonable. The reason of Jesus and his summons have precedence. They come first. This courage to defer what seems so reasonable to us in favor of the greater thing that he is decisive. Not only in the first moment, but continually on all parts of the way. It is only in this way, where we put him first, it is only in this way that we really come close to him. Brothers and sisters, none of us are really good with this. We barter with God. We negotiate. We do all kinds of things, if we're even willing to consider it. Sometimes we just reject it without even paying any attention to it. I want what I want. I want what's going to benefit me. I want what's going to give me security. I want what's going to give me popularity. I want what's going to make me feel important. Do you ever say those things? Maybe you've never voiced them, but they're in all of us. Original sin. We're turned in on ourselves. And it's faith. It's the virtue of faith. It's the grace of faith. It's God's pouring out himself when he makes a request of us that makes it possible to put him into first place. Now, it's good to take counsel to make sure that you're hearing the Lord. That's always important to ask people who really know you well. I think the Lord might be saying this of me. Can you give me any input? Look to good people, look to wise people, people that are wiser than ourselves, and ask. Make yourself vulnerable. I do mean good people, people that you're sure of, people who are faithful, people who follow the Lord. We're all sinners, but people who in the main are very good and wise. Look for wise people. Bring your needs to them. Bring what you think God might be saying to you to them. Listen carefully, weigh it, and decide by his grace and by his mercy that you want to do his will. I want to do God's will. Every day I say I want to do God's will, but I still struggle. Different things come up. That's all right. It's what you do with the struggle that's so important, and that is say yes to God. May God bless you. In these times in which we live, I want to make sure that you can access my booklet, Faith More Precious Than Gold. I want to encourage you, please, to get that booklet. You can have a free copy of it by calling 1-800-282-4789 or by going to our website, renewalministries.net, and just click on Bookstore. Please take the time to read it. May God bless you.